With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump very concerned the Supreme Court will strike down his executive order ending birthright citizenship in certain cases in America. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
During a CNBC interview this week, the president complained about the Supreme Court's ruling on his global tariffs. And then he said he might also lose on birthright citizenship. And in a Wednesday social media post, he sounded more pessimistic, saying the high court probably will strike down his executive order. In that order, the president declared that children born in the U.S. to undocumented immigrants or temporary visitors are not American citizens. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran has seized two ships in the Strait of Hormuz, tightening its grip on the waterway after President Trump extended a ceasefire until the Middle Eastern country comes up with a unified proposal. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says Iran seizing two ships doesn't violate the ceasefire terms.
No, because these were not U.S. ships. These were not Israeli ships. These were two international vessels. And for the American media, who is sort of blowing this out of proportion to discredit the president's facts that he has completely obliterated Iran's conventional navy, these two ships were taken by speedy gunboats. Iran has gone from having the most lethal navy in the Middle East to now acting like a bunch of pirates. They don't have control over the strait.
And the ceasefire talks are elusive.
It remains unclear whether we'll see any ceasefire talks in Islamabad. Right now, Iran has not formally acknowledged Trump extending the ceasefire, waiting for an Iranian response. But it just shows with this latest ship attack just how dangerous the situation remains.
And that is correspondent John Gambrell reporting. And this is SRN News. California is providing sex change operations to illegal immigrants. Michael Harrington has the story.
Creative journalist Christopher Rufo in a New York Post article, the Golden State will give drugs and surgeries to illegals who wish to live as the opposite sex. Rufo reports that this fact has become known in Latin America, prompting a number of transgender people to come to the U.S. in hopes of accessing California's very liberal health care options. State officials say they want to extend health care to, quote, marginalized communities. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Freedom reports, despite some small improvements in recent years, conditions for Christians in Cuba still very bleak. Commission says the Cuban government maintains its comprehensive legal framework for suppressing freedom of religion or any kind of belief. This is SRN News. On Capitol Hill, Georgia Democrat David Scott has passed away. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Congressman Scott was the first black chairman of the House Agriculture Committee and seeking his 13th term in Congress despite challenges from within his party. Scott was a ranking member on the Agriculture Committee, despite most recently representing a Metro Atlanta district. He was once a leading voice for Democrats on farm aid policy and food aid for consumers and a prominent black member of the moderate Blue Dog Caucus. But the congressman faced criticism and concerns in recent years because of declining health. He was 80 years old.
Six people have been charged with plotting to steal 20 cars from the Washington, D.C. area and then sell them to buyers in the United States and in Ghana in West Africa. Authorities suspect members of the car theft ring have stolen more than 100 cars in the District of Columbia and maybe 30 more in Maryland. More details, srnnews.com.